Well, today marks a year since the formal conclusion of the Banking Royal Commission. Some say the industry is slowly pulling its socks up, but financial experts say there remains a glaring problem. They're alarmed at how little is being done to rein in extreme executive pay packets. Fix that problem, they say, and you will see real, long-lasting, positive change in Australia's banking sector and the wider economy. Our business reporter David Taylor explains.
Ask just a few people on the streets about bank CEOs earning between $5 and $10 million and a few themes start to emerge.
Yeah, no, it just seems a bit ridiculous and absurd and completely out of touch, I think, with community expectations.
Well, I think it's too much for one person to make.
And why is that?
Well, to get to that point, you have to exploit someone. You're exploiting people along the way.
Way too much, because it's unfair, simply.
The latest data from the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors reveal the chief executives of Australia's largest 100 listed companies receive an average annual income of $5.6 million. Bureau of Statistics figures show, on average, ordinary full-time workers in Australia earn just under $85,000 a year. Macquarie University Business School professor Elizabeth Sheedy says while the Banking Royal Commission shone a spotlight on this massive gap in pay, it's not adequately fixing the problem.
I still think that's one of the areas where more work is being done at looking at reforming that whole process.
Management expert Thomas Clark agrees. A year on from the Banking Royal Commission's final report calling for more restraint, executive pay packets are still obscene.
It did rather neglect the issue of executive reward, which is probably more inflated in the finance sector in Australia than any other sector.
In Kenneth Hayne's final report, he encouraged all financial services entities to review at least once a year the pay packets of frontline staff to make sure their pay is linked to not only what staff do, but also to how they do it. Thomas Clark says that's unlikely to be effective, and instead says Australian corporations should adopt the US model of publicly disclosing the gaps in pay packets between lower-ranked staff and executives, effectively a self-imposed naming and shaming exercise.
And it does expose companies that are paying ridiculously large amounts to their executives and very low wages to their employees.
And Australia doesn't currently have that?
We don't.
But is there a more direct approach to boosting the average worker's pay packets? Well, superannuation is a $3 trillion industry in Australia, owning roughly 40% of the companies listed on the stock exchange. Macquarie University's Elizabeth Sheedy points out that superannuation funds are becoming increasingly effective as agents of change within corporate Australia, for the simple reason that they're significant shareholders of these companies. She's calling on anyone with super and unhappy about their pay packet to lobby for a pay rise.
Tell your super fund, because the super funds are the ones who actually have a say in this. The super funds really are increasingly calling the shots on executive remuneration.
Shareholder activist Stephen Main says super funds have already been effective in nudging many Australian companies to take practical steps to combat climate change. And as he explains, if super funds can make a compelling case to company boards that it is in their interests to lift wages across the board, it'll happen.
Look, it's absolutely possible. We're seeing record levels of engagement between super funds and public companies, often on climate, but absolutely no reason why they can't be lobbying directly on wage rates as well.
How does it work?
Well, I mean, the super funds all have websites and engagement programs, and members simply just need to contact the super fund and say, we'd like you to engage with corporates on these issues. And so, yes, just lobby your super fund, and the super funds themselves, often through their peak body, the Australian Council of Super Investors, have very deep engagement programs with public companies.
The Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, which was instrumental in driving the corporate agenda on climate change, declined to comment on this story.
David Taylor with that report.